country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Well, I don't know what's with the drummer tonight there. Hank Williams Jr.'s band. As you tune in here to the Trump Phenomenon, the live show with a drummer who can go fast and he can go slow. I'm James Kelso. The show is coming to you. I'm coming to you from the state of North Dakota and the Republic Broadcasting Network, bringing the whole thing all over the world, is beaming at you from Round Rock, Texas. If you want to get in on the show, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let me get my caller board open right here, just in case somebody's calling right now as I speak. No one calling yet, so lines are open. And I'll endeavor to get you on promptly. If you haven't called before, come on, give it a try. It's not bad. You'll talk to an engineer in Round Rock, Texas, really nice patriot folks there in the studio, who will relay whatever name you want to, don't be shy, whatever name you want to give yourself, the engineer will put it down on the board here for you. Whatever location you want to describe yourself as being in, the engineer will give you that. You don't have to be exactly who or where you are. Anonymity is fun on the internet. And so give it a try. And I welcome calls that are pro-Trumpian, as this show is. And I welcome intelligent disagreement or dissent with Donald Trump. It's a good way of demonstrating just how great the man is to debate some effort to call his work into question. Speaking of his work, 2 hours ago he was tweeting. He sent a series of tweets 2 hours ago, 4 hours ago, 12 hours ago, 13 hours ago. He was going at it with his tweeting. And yesterday he had, 4, 5, 6, 7, he had a good number of tweets yesterday and the day before, August 8th. And does a day go by that he's not tweeting? They're rare. A couple of his most recent tweets. Here's his most recent. Deal with Mexico is coming along nicely. Auto workers and farmers must be taken care of, or there will be no deal. New president of Mexico has been an absolute gentleman. Canada must wait. Their tariffs and trade barriers are far too high. We'll tax cars if we can't make a deal. Okay. There's a lot in that tweet. Here's a tweet 2 hours ago. One new and great fact, African American unemployment is the lowest ever recorded in the history of our country. So honored by this, thank you for your support. It is making a big difference. There's another tweet 2 hours ago, kind of all over the place here. Mexico, African-American unemployment. And now here, had a very good phone call with Emmanuel Macron, president of France. Discussed various subjects, in particular security and trade. Many other calls and conversations today. Imagine what that would be like, folks, if your phone rings and it's the president, Mr. President, it's Emmanuel Macron, president of France. Mr. President, the president of Mexico is trying to ring through. Looking forward to dinner tonight with Tim Cook of Apple Computer. He is investing big dollars in USA. And, of course, that refers to the fact that Apple, which was spending its money in China, has redirected hundreds of millions of dollars, was it billions, from those Chinese investments into American plants for Apple. And I think part of that is, isn't the name of a corp, one of the companies that makes Apple products, Foxconn. And Foxconn has apparently opened a plant, is it in Wisconsin or Michigan, that is so huge it boggles the mind. Some incredible number like 15 million square feet. Here's another great tweet 4 hours ago. Democrats, please. That reminds me of the joke where the guy says, take my wife, please. Democrats, please do not distance yourselves from Nancy Pelosi. She is a wonderful person whose ideas and policies may be bad, but who should definitely be given a fourth chance. She is trying very hard and has every right to take down the Democrat Party if she has veered too far left. So our president having a little fun. I like it. He's in a relaxed groove there. She is a wonderful person whose ideas and policies may be bad, but who should definitely be given a fourth chance. Now, what do you do with that if you're a Democrat? I mean, the president is taunting you. He's saying, come on, we want Nancy. Give us Nancy. What do you do with that? How do you work with that? Here's another tweet today. And now we're dealing with the nation of Turkey. I have just authorized a doubling of tariffs on steel and aluminum with respect to Turkey, as their currency, the Turkish lira, slides rapidly downward against our very strong dollar. Aluminum tariffs will now be 20% and steel 50%. Our relations with Turkey are not good at this time! Exclamation mark. Oh, I love it. That's leadership. Let's go to a caller who is calling us from the District of... Oh, we lost him. It was Ryan from the District of Criminals. And Ryan, come on back in. Dial again. We're ready to hear what you have to say. I don't know how we lost you. And then here's another tweet. Very much Donald Trump, the leader of our people, saying things we want to hear. Be happy. Be cool. A football game that fans are paying so, and he has four O's, in so much money to watch and enjoy. I have no idea what football tickets are going for now, but I get the impression there that it's really expensive, is no place to protest. Most of that money goes to the players anyway. Yeah, these protesters who are kneeling to protest our anthem, people that are being paid bazillions of dollars. He says, the president, find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your national anthem or be suspended without pay. he says, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. Again, he's having fun. I like the way he says it. The NFL players are at it again. Deja vu all over again. Numerous players from different teams wanted to show their outrage at something that most of them are unable to define. They make a fortune doing what they love. Oh, and then he says, be happy, be cool. That's directed at the NFL players. Then he, another tweet. This is all today, folks. The engineer let me know if Ryan reappears. The Maria Bartiromo. Boy, she does a good show on Fox, correct? Am I right? He's quoting, here's a quote from Maria Bartiromo. No, there is no evidence to launch even an investigation into potential collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. And here we are a year and a half later. So Donald Trump, I was talking with a patriot from South Africa earlier today. Hope she's listening. You've heard her on the show in the past. And I made the point to her that Donald Trump watches the good news shows. She had mentioned that the South African story had gotten some good coverage on Tucker Carlson's show. And with a big thank you to her for helping that to happen. And I said, you can be sure. She was wondering, well, how is this getting to Donald Trump? And I said, well, if it's on Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump will see it. Because he watches Carlson. He watches Hannity. He watches Bartiromo. And that's why he just quoted her. He watches Jeanine Pirro. He watches the good news, the real news. Let's just look up. I'm just going to quickly look up Maria Bartiromo. I don't know almost nothing about her, but she does a great show. And how did this happen? How did all the good newscasters get on Fox? And how did Fox get so many of them? How was this arranged? Who made this happen behind the scenes? Was it Hannity? Was it Carlson? Was it a team of people like Ingram and Bartiromo and host of Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News? She is global markets editor at Fox Business Network. That's where you see Lou Dobbs. Born to Italian-American parents Vincent and Josephine Bartiromo, grew up in the Dyker Heights section of Brooklyn in New York City. Let's go back to Donald Trump's tweets. He likes Maria Bartiromo, so do I. Here's Donald Trump quoting Jenna Ellis. The FBI thought they wouldn't get caught because they thought that Hillary was going to win. That's one I think I read that one yesterday. All righty, so some great tweets from Donald Trump. And here's a great story. Matteo Salvini, one of our heroes on this show, he is the interior minister of the Italian government. He is the leader of the Lega party in Italy, who are showing us how to correctly run a third party or an upstart party. Used to be called Lega Nord. They changed their name to Lega so that they're not just talking about the north of Italy, but all of Italy and all Italians. Matteo Salvini. He says controlling immigration is, quote, the only antidote to racism. Uncontrolled immigration leads to chaos, racism, and social conflict, said Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini in an interview on Friday, today. Whereas, he, quoting him, the only antidote to racism is regulated migration. Orderly immigration, quote, guarantees the rights of both Italians and immigrants, Salvini told La Nuova Bussola Quotidiana in an extensive interview. Unlike the unchecked immigration of the past few years, which has resulted in chaos, quoting him, "The only antidote to racism, and the Italians are anything but racist, is to return to a respect for laws and regulations and monitor who enters and who leaves this country," he said. Mr. Salvini said he is also working to fulfill his promise of repatriating migrants who have been denied asylum, but struggles, that is he, Salvini, is struggling with resistance from some of the countries of origin. Wait a minute. You mean the countries from which these people came don't want them back? What? These desirable people? These hardworking family values? Superior people are not wanted back in their countries of origin? Salvini says, "We need to work hard and do what others have not done in the past. The situation is that, at present, we only have agreements with four countries, and only one of them works well, Tunisia, with whom there are two charter flights a week," he said. So look at that, folks. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people flooding in. They've got two charter flights a week. That's all that's working. What, 100 people per plane? 200 people. No, that ain't going to cut it. Then Breitbart goes on in their article. Salvini says, "There are also absurd situations with countries like Bangladesh and Pakistan, from which thousands of irregulars arrive," he said. "And yet they only allow repatriation to be scheduled on an individual basis, one by one. That is," he says, this is a quote, "we should put them on the scheduled flights one at a time, each with two police escorts." And then the best part of his quote, it's exactly, I'm looking at a picture here of Donald Trump, who happens to be right next to this quote from Salvini. Donald Trump said, "It's crazy." And Salvini says, "It's insane." Quote, "So you have to work, travel, talk with these countries, renew agreements, make new ones. I've already been in Libya and Egypt, and now I'm planning to go to Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria," he said. Mr. Salvini was asked how he explains the unprecedented hostility toward him from the Catholic establishment in Italy, notably the Bishops' Conference and Catholic journals such as Famiglia Cristiana and Avvenire, who accused the minister of, these are the bad things. You don't want to do this, folks. Xenophobia. Do you have xenophobia in your family? Xenophobia. And, yes, the R word. Racism. "Honestly, I cannot explain it," Salvini said. "So much virulence leaves me truly perplexed," unquote, adding that he does not put much stock in theories that attacks are coming from a part of the Catholic world that has built a business on immigration. Ooh. It cuts close to home, doesn't it? I love this guy, Matteo Salvini. He's a Trumpian. There is a fundamental, just make a note here. There is a fundamental underlying prejudice that I cannot explain, Salvini said. "The beautiful thing is that after the cover of Famiglia Cristiana and the attacks from Avvenire, I received a flood of letters from men and women of the church who include their names, surnames, and addresses, encouraging me to go on as I have been." Oh, sounds like Donald Trump, doesn't it? "I have even gotten letters from priests and bishops," he said, "although many begged him to maintain their confidentiality to avoid problems." And I'll finish this out. I love this guy, Matteo Salvini. Be right back.
We are are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And
are the good times really over for good? Well, let's hope not. Let's work.
And I will roll and die.
Make it that way. A snowball headed for hell. If I get old enough, I can. I don't drink, so I'd have to drink a little to get that voice lower. I don't smoke. Somehow, if I do something, maybe whatever, yell on the radio enough, I can get that voice down there with. Well, the. Here we are. Let's quote out. Let's finish these quotes from the great Matteo Salvini, the new ministro. The Interior Ministry at in the Italian government. And he says, regarding the threats posed by radical Islam, Salvini said that beyond the fight against Islamic terrorism, the quote, I'm reading this for the first time, so this is, you know, I don't know where the sentence is going to end. I love these guys that are brilliant like this because they don't let us down. Quote, the defense of our values and our identity, boy, I like the start of that sentence, requires regulation of the Islamic presence and Islamic organizations in Italy, unquote. Well said, Mr. Salvini. I like that. That's very good. He's got it all in that sentence right there. He says, it is evident that the fanatical interpretation of the Quran is incompatible with our values of freedom and with Christian values. As a father, I have personally encountered school situations of mothers who are prevented from learning Italian or working, of girls who are prevented from doing gymnastics with boys or going to birthday parties with boys, and so on. Well, that's hardly the worst of it, but it's okay. I probably think of more horrible things than that are going on. But he says here, there is no intention to integrate, to dialogue, he said. Unfortunately, a certain type of Islam ghettoizes itself and is incompatible with our society. And it amazes me that some within the Catholic hierarchy act as if they do not understand, unquote. Now, I'll give Salvini this. He knows a lot more than he's saying right there. Of course, he doesn't want them to integrate. He doesn't want them to dialogue. And in fact, that would be worse than non-Italians ghettoizing themselves. That's actually, you actually do not want, I've talked about this irony, you know, as regards all immigrants into our nations. You don't want, somebody goes, well, we're getting just the dumb people from this country. We're getting the criminals. Well, that's bad, I guess, but it would be worse to get their smartest people and their natural leaders. That would be worse if you're looking at who's going to take over your country, who's going to take your jobs and control of your universities. Smart people are going to do that. Go-getters are going to do that. Or people that want to, what's the word, assimilate? No, you don't want people who want to assimilate. You don't want people who are good at assimilating because they will be even better at taking over your land, your country, your people, your institutions. So, but it's okay. That's an okay tack to take. Is, you know, these people aren't integrating. They don't want to be part of our society. That's, you can say that, and it works. But I assure you, that man is not eager to have non-Italians assimilating into Italy. He gets it. And
all right, let's go.
You heard there, Hannity. Hannity's open. Let's go. This is fresh for me from yesterday. I have not heard it. This is somebody who gets it. Mark Levin, yesterday on Hannity. Let's hear what he has to say.
TV right here, Sunday night, 10 Eastern, the number one show on Sunday night on cable news. It's the great one, Mark Levin. Let me let you pick up from here, but you also have been saying things that I've been paying very close attention to. The Constitution of the United States is on the president's side. The president ought not be speaking to the people that are running this witch hunt. Take it from there.
First of all, Robert Mueller is a greater threat to this republic and the Constitution than anything Vladimir Putin did during the campaign. And I'm no fan of Vladimir Putin. He's
okay. That's a good start. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Well, let's talk about the FBI. Welcome back. And hey, Ryan, who did call in earlier, hey, I'm eager to put you on the air. If you got a problem with your phone, just try again. We're trying to pick up whatever you're calling in. And folks, there are lines open. We're listening to Mark Levin, and he's going to talk about former FBI director Robert Mueller. And he doesn't like Robert Mueller. You be the judge. Listen to this. I like Mark Levin's appreciation of Barrier Bob Mueller.
He's threatening to take down a president of the United States. Now, let's walk through this quickly. The president is not a witness to any crime. How do we know that? Because we don't know what crime they're even talking about. So he doesn't need to be questioned as a witness. President did not commit a crime. What crime did he commit? So he's not a target. He doesn't need to be questioned about that. According to the Department of Justice, a president can't be indicted. A president cannot be questioned by a subordinate like Mr. Mueller about his prerogatives as president, that is, the firing of a subordinate like Mr. Comey. So what questions exactly does Mr. Mueller have? I'm talking to you, Mr. Mueller.
I'm talking to you, Mr. Mueller. And in the visual here, Mark Levin points his finger at the camera. And Levin's a great attorney. And he certainly outclasses Barry and Bob Mueller.
Exactly what questions that you have where you seek to turn this country upside down and disenfranchise the over 60 million people who voted for this president of the United States? You are a plaything of the media. You are a plaything of the Democrats. You are a plaything of people within the Obama administration who sought from day one to take this president down. Now, the president of the United States is not an ordinary citizen. He must protect the Constitution. He has to protect the office of the presidency. He has to protect the president's prerogatives. He has to protect separation of powers. That's what this president is doing against this rogue prosecutor. It is Trump who has the white hat. It is Mueller who has the black hat.
Yes, Barry and Bob wearing the black hat along with his buddy. I just love to say it, so I have to. Rodney the Rat. Rodenstein.
And the president's lawyers, should this go to court, are going to have a fantastic opportunity to expose Mr. Mueller, to question Mr. Mueller, to question where does he have his constitutional power under the Appointments Clause, to question him about,
oh, he's got his secret letter from Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, who wrote an expansion of Mueller's powers in a secret note that Mueller told a judge, a federal judge, I can't show you the note. And the judge said, I'll be the judge of that.
Whether he thinks a president can be indicted, even though the Department of Justice says no, to question him, to explain why, despite public report about the FBI, the CIA, the FISA report, the dossier, Hillary Clinton's association with Russians, we have Russians everywhere, but not with Trump. They're with Hillary Clinton. They're with Fusion GPS. They're with Mr. Orr over at the Justice Department.
And they're with Robert Mueller, who is the head of the FBI, when the America, your uranium, was shipped off to Russia by Robert Mueller and Hillary, the person he's been protecting. Mueller is a criminal. He shipped off your uranium in a pay-for-play where Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, got $145 million pumped into her unaudited foundation. Do you understand? Do you hear that, folks? Unaudited to this day, to this moment. Robert Mueller, why aren't you interested in an audit of the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation? Why are none of these SOBs on the left, any of them, interested in an audit of a so-called charitable foundation which takes $145 million? That's a lot of money. No audit. And, of course, what we know from people who've looked into it, it's totally corrupt. The money is not used for charity. It is a slush fund for the election and re-election of Clintonistas.
No, this is important. Stay on that. They are everywhere. Russian lies sold to FISA court judges, a fraud committed on the court. Not once, Mark. Four times. So, lies spread purposely to the American people. That sounds like the former Soviet Union, Mark Levin.
So the question is, if Mr. Mueller is such a great prosecutor, why is he blind as a bat to all this that's taking place in this country? You want to pursue Russia, Mr. Mueller, I can find you a first-year law student who can show you what to pursue.
A first-year law student. Lay it on, Mark Levin. Mueller's not incompetent. Mueller's not naive. He's corrupt. He's a criminal. He's a felon. Many times over.
The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen of the court, president wasn't a witness to a crime. He wasn't surrounded by Russians. President didn't commit a crime. The president cannot be indicted. So, as I keep saying on this program, Mr. Mueller, you can leave the room and don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. We'll see you in court. court. And if they go to court, then it is an opportunity for the president's lawyers to expose exactly what's going on here.
What should they do? This is important. Focus on that.
Well, I think what they should do is not only ask the court to explain what authority Mr. Mueller has to do what he's doing, given the ridiculous appointment that he received that is so broad it's preposterous.
Appointment from whom? Say it out. Say it loud. Say it proud. Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, who was empowered by Jeff the Amazing and Inexplicable Sessions.
And if you can indict a sitting president, you better have a damn good reason to want to sit down with him and question him. These questions, if they're to be asked at all, have to be very, very narrow. I wouldn't sit down with him and answer any question. The fact of the matter is, there is no obstruction of justice. He wasn't a witness to a crime. He didn't commit a crime. He can't be indicted. Mr. Mueller can't question him about presidential prerogatives. So what the hell is the point of this whole thing other than to set him up for impeachment because the Democrats and the media want to remove a president who was elected by over 60 million people to disenfranchise all of us? What's the point of this other than that?
Well, the question answers itself. Well, Steve, I love how Mark Levin, I started that segment with Levin knowing he, when he comes on TV, he is focused and he's ready to go. So you can drop in the cursor any place in a Mark Levin presentation, and you're going to get your money's worth, folks. Well, give him another couple of seconds here.
That's why we call you the great one, Mark.
Well, okay. I'll let Hannity say it. Let's go back to I'm going to hit some refresh here. During the show, I do hit refresh to – I love it when Donald Trump actually gives us a tweet right there, right on the show, right as we're talking. So I'll do that on occasion. And here's the story. Nancy Pelosi, what a face. But here's the the headline on Breitbart is this. Please, let's give Nancy another chance. This is a great story. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Senator, has announced that the Senate confirmation hearings on Brett Kavanaugh will take place on September 4th through 7th. And the Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, announced on Friday today that his Senate Judiciary Committee will hold the hearings on Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination September 4th through 7th. Giving the Senate time to confirm him before the Supreme Court begins its annual term on October 1st. Opening statements from Kavanaugh and the senators on the committee will take place September 4th. The senators will then question the nominee on September 5th. The final part of the hearings will include testimony from national leaders in the legal community. Now, get this. This is so predictable. And, of course, what a genius move from Donald Trump. This guy, Brett Kavanaugh, what a pick. What a pick. Democrats are expressing outrage at the schedule, saying that they have not had enough time or material to vet President Trump's nominee. wait a minute. This is a guy who went, he was dragged through the brambles by the Democrats when he was nominated 12 years ago for the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, on which he has written, I think, some 300 decisions. They haven't had enough time to check him out. Ah, what's wrong with that statement? Grassley has presided over the most thorough vetting of any Supreme Court justice in U.S. history and says it's now time for his committee to prepare for public hearings. Those objections from the Democrats fall apart on the facts. Kavanaugh has served in the U.S. Court of Appeals, the D.C. court, the most important of all the appeals courts, the court just below the U.S. Supreme Court in power, for 12 years. During that time, he has authored, well, I got it close, 307 opinions, totaling 4,800 pages. He has also joined hundreds more of decisions for a total of over 6,000 400 pages of judicial opinions. Those are additional to the 4,800. And this comprehensive record of his legal philosophy has been in the public domain for years. All that notwithstanding, Grassley has ensured that the Judiciary Committee took an extremely close look at Kavanaugh, has reviewed hundreds of thousands of documents. While senators received 172,000 pages on Justice Elena Kagan, what a lousy pick, and 184,000 pages on Justice Neil Gorsuch, what a great pick, lawmakers received an all-time record, I didn't know this, of over 900,000 pages of documents on Kavanaugh. Wow. What would that look like? 900,000 pages. A ream of paper is 500, so that would be two reams, would be 1,000. So 900,000 would be, what, 1,800 reams of paper? Am I missing something there? That's a big stack. The largest number of executive branch records ever submitted to the Senate for a Supreme Court nominee in American history. But that's not enough for, how does she say her name? Is it Kamala Harris? What is that strange name? Who is now, the polling we're hearing, is showing that Kamala Harris is the odds-on favorite to be the Democrat nominee in 2020 to oppose Donald Trump. Hey, I love it. Candidate whose name you can't even pronounce or identify. Where does it come from? Kamala Harris. Is that an Irish name? I don't think so. Italian? No, I don't think so. Grassley has also allowed more time to review the nominee than other modern Supreme Court picks, looking back at all vacancies over the past decade. In the case of Justice Sonia Sotomayor, boy, what a bad pick that was. And that's where we were going, folks. We were going to get Kagans and Sotomayors and Ruth Bader Ginsburg's. That's what we were going to get. Can you imagine a Supreme Court composed of such people? Patrick Leahy, who as a Democrat was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he scheduled his hearings to approve Sonia Sotomayor 48 days after the nomination. He scheduled Elena Kagan 49 days. Kavanaugh's hearings will start 57 days after his nomination. Judge Kavanaugh has been endorsed by leading figures on the right and the left. He is a mainstream nominee who will base his decisions on the law and the Constitution. That's a quote from Carrie Severino of the Judicial Crisis Network. She's a chief. Other conservative leaders are singling out Grassley for special thanks for scheduling these hearings with some promptitude. Here's a National Rifle Association board member, Ken Blackwell, said this: President Trump did his part by putting forward an incredibly well-qualified nominee for the Supreme Court. And now Chairman Grassley is doing his part to confirm the newest justice before the court begins its extremely important work. Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund Chairman Jenny Beth Martin says, "We fully support Chairman Grassley's decision to advance the process of confirming this very qualified nominee." And then she says, "Liberal Democrats don't need more time to review Judge Kavanaugh's record. They just don't like the fact that his record shows he's fair, he's independent, and he adheres to the Constitution. So they are now resorting to obstruction and gridlock to extend their fishing expedition." Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America. She says, "We applaud Senator Grassley for swiftly moving along Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings so the Supreme Court seat vacated by Anthony Kennedy can be filled quickly," says Penny Nance. And that she actually has, she's got a group called Women for Kavanaugh that conducted a six-state bus tour this week at Senator Grassley's town halls in Iowa. I like that. That's smart activism. So everywhere Chuck Grassley went at his town halls, senators do that. They travel around their state and do town halls. It's a great chance for you to actually talk to your senator, especially in a small state like Iowa. But so what they did, smart lady, she put together a six-state bus tour and got the word right to Grassley. We want these hearings, this confirmation to go forward now. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And the lines are open if you want to call in. Another powerful story. It isn't great. This is scary stuff. And That is the Masters of the Universe story, as Breitbart has correctly named it, or aptly. It's a good name, Masters of the Universe. They have now banned conservative commentator Gavin McInnes. Now, I mean, just think of that, folks. Twitter banned the account of conservative commentator and CRTV host Gavin McInnes without warning earlier today. This is Friday. As well as the official account of the Proud Boys, a conservative libertarian activist group McInnes founded. A Twitter spokeswoman said that the accounts have been banned for violating Twitter's policies on violent extremist groups. Yet both the Proud Boys and McInnes advocate mainstream conservative and libertarian positions. The left-leaning magazine Variety, I've skipped that. The ban came despite Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's recent assurance made on Sean Hannity's radio show that he hoped to deal with terms of service violations, quote, with warnings, with notices, with a temporary lock of the account, unquote, ahead of permanent bans. But now get this. Dorsey faced immediate pressure from left-wing employees inside his own Twitter company following that interview with Hannity, causing the company to accelerate changes to its hate speech policy. Twitter's decision came just days after InfoWars host Alex Jones was kicked off multiple social media platforms, including, well, get this, Facebook, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Pinterest. It also comes little more than a week after Twitter was castigated by President Trump himself for suppressing the accounts of top Republicans in the platform's search results. Well, let's go back to the prior sentence. How does that happen by coincidence that Alex Jones is banned simultaneously on Facebook, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, and Pinterest? No. Somebody put somebody on speakerphone and had a conference call, didn't they? And they pulled the plug on Alex Jones all at once. One, two, three. Pull. That's what happened. Man, talk about a conspiracy. Just yesterday, the New York Times ridiculed fears of mass censorship of conservatives on social media, calling the concerns overblown. The New York Times is wrong. Well, yeah, I'd say so. Hey, we ran out of time here. This is Friday, so I get tomorrow off. I'd rather actually get show. But we'll see you again on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I guarantee you we'll have a lot to do on Sunday. Don't stop believing. Oh, stay light, people. Don't stop believing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.